Welcome to Module 7, the Elevator Speech. I'm Evie Burke of One Insight Closer, and in this module, we cover exactly what it sounds like it covers, the elevator speech. And there are multiple different ways you can fill out this worksheet, this module, so different ways you can think about it. So in the module, I talk about printing out two copies and doing it once in your wording and doing it once in your client's wording, so you have it in both versions. And I outline that you might want to do that just because sometimes jumping right to your client's wording can be a little difficult. So if you do it in your wording first and then go back and think about how your client would say something, that is really helpful. And the reason that it's helpful to put things in the way your clients, your ideal clients, would talk about them is it makes it so much easier for them to self-select. And self-select just means where they hear what you say and they go, oh, that totally sounds like something I could use. You know, they're self-selecting themselves into working with you or learning more about you because you hit on something that they know or they know they need or that they want. And sometimes when we word things the way we would word them, we end up using our industry jargon, which our ideal clients might not know or understand. We end up, you know, if you go back to the levels, we end up talking maybe at a level 4 or 5, and they're at a level 2 or 3, and they're like, what is she talking about? That just doesn't make any sense. Where if you can talk at their level or just slightly above, then they can connect. They can say, oh, okay, that's something that I want. That's something that I need. If you're talking about pain points, you're probably going to want to talk at the level they are. If you're talking about the results that they give, you're probably going to want to talk, or the results they get, you're going to want to talk at maybe a level above where they are or 2, depending on what your service is and how you work with people. So again, just want to emphasize that using the wording of your ideal client is really powerful because it allows them not only to self-select, but to recognize other people that they might know that might be a good fit for you. All right, and the other way you can go, you'll want to use this module is if you have multiple ideal clients. I know some of the people who go through this program, they have multiple ideal clients. They serve two similar but slightly different groups of people. You're going to want to go through for each group and fill out one of these because the messaging and the wording that you're going to use for one group of your ideal clients is going to be slightly different than the other group, even if the solution is the same. So I know I worked with a financial advisor where a lot of the solutions were the same, but she had 3 different ideal clients. I'm just going to highlight 2 of them. One was small businesses where she would, and she wasn't a financial advisor, she was more of a financial educator. So one of the solutions was working with the small businesses on providing some of that financial education. And that wording, when you're approaching or when you're wanting to be connected with small business owners who have employees, is going to be different than if you're wanting to connect with individual people that you want to offer financial education to. And so it made a big difference in how she looked at her elevator speech when instead of trying to cram all 3 things that she was doing into one elevator speech where, you know, they're supposed to be quick and concise, when she could say, okay, this is where I am, so this is the ideal client that I want to reach, you know, it just made her elevator speech a lot clearer. All right. So you want to keep those things in mind when you are putting together your elevator speech and when you're giving it. Who is the audience and who am I hoping to connect with here? You know, which ideal client am I looking at here so I know which elevator speech and I want to use and how to talk to them. Okay, so that is all for Module 7, the elevator speech, this week. If you have any questions, I encourage you to bring them to the Q&A call. If you are a VIP or a private client, feel free to bring them to our individual sessions. I encourage everyone to be on the Q&A calls because there is a lot of great information that's shared there. And even if you don't have a question, sometimes somebody else's question sparks either an aha moment or a question for you, and some really great discussions happen there. So join us on the upcoming Q&A call, and I look forward to talking to you all then and in Module 8. Have a great day.